This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name's Barry Dillaway. I'm 48 years of age. I'm plumbing and heating.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, Tom.
So, Barry, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I had a bar in Spain for 6.5 years, and with the recession, it went pear-shaped.
So what are you doing now then?
I'm doing nothing. I'm unemployed. I've been out of work for about 18 months since I come back from Spain, and obviously sat around for a couple of months doing nothing, and I thought I might as well try something. And then I saw the ads for Train for Trade Skills, so I thought I'd have a go at that.
So you're training to be a plumber then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Yeah, obviously before I moved out to Spain, I sold my house, done a little bit around my house, had a lot of plumbers in, and decided, you know what I mean, that I could have a go at that. And basically that's what I did when I come back to England.
Have you been doing any like little plumbing jobs, or have you been getting any experience outside your course then?
Yeah, a little bit, not a lot, but like I said, I need a bit more confidence. So obviously, as I get further down in the course, I'm hoping to get the confidence to go out on my own.
What sort of jobs have you been doing then?
I've, basically for the last 25 years worked for myself. So, basically I'm hoping to get a bit more confidence and set up my own company.
Let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
Very helpful, yeah, very helpful. The tutor's very patient, very understanding, and he explains himself pretty good.
You're on your second week then, I understand. Yeah. What sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
I'm actually putting a bathroom suite in, a complete bathroom, and radiators, and a full infit.
Let's talk about the theory part of the course now. How are you finding that?
Yeah, not too bad, not bad. Obviously, it's a long time since I've been out of school, and it's a bit novelty coming back to learning, if you know what I mean.
Have you got any studying tips or anything that you've done and you've found worked really well for you?
Basically, you just got to buckle down to get down to read all the books, all the manuals, and take it stage by stage and spend at least 2 hours a day reading the manuals.
So, Barry, what are your plans then once you're qualified and you finish your course?
Well, like I said, I'm hoping to set up my own company because I'm too old in the tooth to start working for someone, I think, to be honest.
So, Barry, if for the people that are listening to this interview and want to retrain or are thinking about training as a plumbing and going into plumbing, have you got any advice for them?
Basically, don't be scared. Just jump on the bandwagon. You know what I mean? Have a go.
That's great, Barry. Thank you for joining us.
That's been my pleasure.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.